Hello, everyone. This is my audio interview with Judah Jones.
Hello.
Former PLP student. Dropout. And I'm here to talk to him about habits 5 and 6. Seek first to understand, then be understood, and then synergy. So, Judah, can you think of a time when habit 5, understand, understood, was applicable in terms of school or just regular life?
So me and my brother were doing chores, and
we were both talking about a different way to, like, so there's, he was talking about how, like, cutlery is supposed to go into a certain place, and I was talking about how that's stupid and it doesn't need to go there. And we kept blabbering to each other for, like 30 minutes, not even listening to each other, until we finally came to a compromise where I just put the cutlery in the places where I didn't want them to be. So I guess we figured it out in the end, but I mean, wasn't the best solution.
From that, have you used that kind of mindset of like, oh, let's figure out what he's saying before making your decisions? Like, has that mindset of understand and understood increased or become more common
over time? I would say so, yeah. Yeah, I think I listen to my brother and just other people in general more, so we can figure stuff out together instead of just talking to each other a bunch.
And thank you. While the wonderful ambience of the outside is happening,
room.
Habit 6, synergy. Working together, playing off each other's strengths. Very similar themes. Could you think of another story where that happened?
Yeah, in DI. When we were working on that.
In grade 8 or grade 9 DI?
Grade 8, I believe.
Yeah.
Do we have a grade? Yeah, it was grade 8, yeah. Yeah, we were working in DI, and I remember we all had different strengths that we had to put into the final product, being a video. So I remember, like, one of the students did juggling, and one of them did, like, animation, and it all turned out really well. Yeah, so I think that was as an example of that.
Was playing off each other's strengths, was that a required part of the project, or was that something you all thought was a really good idea?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was required, but I think we all played off each other's strengths. Like, they just told us to include strengths, but I think we actually played off of each other's strengths.
Mm.
Or I think I saw that in the video. I wasn't there much.
I remember watching that video. It seemed like you were all playing off each other's strengths quite well.
Yeah.
I know for me, both of those habits can be applied to this year's DI, but I won't do that because that's boring.
Right.
Everyone's talking about that.
Yeah, this is really the only thing I can think of.
It is everywhere. In terms of habit 5, I think just generally with conversations with family, that's something I've had to, like, look at a lot more and take a step back and just realize, okay, if they're saying that, what are they trying to say?
Right.
And if you don't know, just ask. What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Take the effort to understand them instead of just guessing is something I've been doing more. And it's made everything a lot more easy and straightforward to do. In terms of synergizing, I will talk about DI this year, because that, I think, was a pretty good example. Especially for the team choice elements, where it was musicians. I played bass. One of our other people played drums. Not you. You play drums, though.
I do.
He does. Plays a lot of drums.
Crazy.
So much drums.
Crazy.
That played off really well. Everyone's performance, it wasn't fully scripted, so people were working together with what they said, and it was a really good time of synergy. Well, thank you for being on the Alfie Hebson Show. This has been my audio interview